Hey, Dream Team. Welcome back to Coffee is My Boyfriend. My name is Anissa, and this is episode 11 of season 2 of my podcast. Gosh, guys, where to start on this one? This is actually kind of a challenging reflection to have on this podcast. When I left you last, I was in Brisbane, and I had that epic chat with my good friend, family friend, Tom, which was good fun. And it was just kind of a random, let's slip that in there. I liked some of the notes that we had, etc. But I was also organizing a lot of the Brisbane shows for the tour. And I was putting on so many hats and I was doing so many things. And the Brisbane shows were amazing. They were incredible. And thank you everybody that came. It just completely rocked my socks. It was just awesome. It was what I wanted it to be and I couldn't be happier. But there was a lot of stress with that, and I didn't realize how much there was. For example, Friday, right up to like the hour before the show, because I was doing everything. I was essentially my own tour manager. Everyone was asking me questions right up to that hour, and I must admit, it was something that I've now looked at and gone, okay, next time I do this, I'm actually going to get someone on board to take over these responsibilities, because I didn't get a chance to really hone in and focus in on my craft and just shut down and just focus on the art in itself and being able to rehearse and my sets and everything. And I felt like I let people down. Not that the show was any different in terms of, you know, giving people a show. Of course, every night in live theater, comedy, stand-up, whatever you want to do in terms of the arts that's live in front of an audience, like, it's always going to change. It's always going to be different. There's no such thing as a perfect performance, because it can never be. It's just what it is on that night, and there's some beautiful elements to that, and there's also some harsh truths to that. And some of the harsh truths that I sort of learnt for myself is that I can't be everything. And That actually threw me quite a bit. And I didn't realize it did at the time, because I was just trying to get through it. And I got through it, and it was great, and I celebrated that. And I got home, and I was like, I had this moment of like, whoa, like gravity just pulled in. And I'm like, what the fuck am I doing? How the fuck did I think that I could pull this off? And it was just this moment, this little lack of confidence, this little voice that's in my head. And I don't make it a secret at all. I've learned that I need to own it and have confidence in it. Like, I make it no secret that I have suffered from severe depression in the past for many years, and went undiagnosed for many, many years. I also had a period there where I had like severe paranoia and anxiety, which was rough. That was rough. And I had so much pride in, I think, myself and my suffering, if that makes any sense, like pride in your suffering. But that's how it felt. For that period of time, I had pride in my suffering, that I felt like I deserved it, and therefore I couldn't tell people for such a long time. And, you know, I went through the things of eventually acknowledging it for myself, and then getting some help, and for a period there, you know, on medications, antidepressants. And for many, many years now, I haven't needed to go on them. I've been able and been fortunate enough to be able to build such an incredible mindset with incredible mentors that I now have in my life, that just constantly feed me with new information and great abilities and knowledge and everything, just to set that tool set up to really allow my brain to function in a space that I'm just so unbelievably grateful and happy. But that doesn't stop that little devil depression, vermin, beast, demon that still lives inside me. Like, it's never going to disappear. I think there's something about being human in the way that we allow ourselves to have these emotional capacities, and knowing that space and knowing that demon that lives inside me is always going to be there is tough. And when you have elements like this, where I had a moment where I was like, fuck, how can I do this? Like, what have I got myself into? You know, I can hear that demon. Like, I can hear her talking to me and being like, yeah, you've done it this time, like, you're not good enough for this, you can't pull this off, that kind of thing. Like, I can hear her. It's muffled, but it's there, you know? And it's challenging to know that I will always have these amazing tools. Well, now that I've grown these amazing tools in my life to allow myself to fight that off, to keep it at bay, to push it away. But it's challenging to know that's always going to be there in some capacity. I think talking about it now has allowed me to kind of create some strength around that, to create some comfort in that as well. Because I was having these moments where I'm like, no, I can do it. I can pull it together. I can do it. I can pull it together. And I noticed that I just wanted to retreat. I wanted to retreat so bad. A lot of energy was given away and I hadn't nourished myself in that way. And I probably distracted myself with the wrong attitude, with the wrong people, with the wrong ideas. And distracted myself from just going, yeah, you know what? Acknowledge that this is hard and maybe tell someone that you're finding this a little bit challenging. I was lucky that I caught it this time. I think sometimes, and I'm not saying this is just for an artist, I think this is humans in general, but there's that creativity part of you that wants to shine, that wants to show something different, that wants to push outside, you know, the boundaries of society, that wants to grow, that wants to nourish and really challenge some ideas. But it is scary to do that. Yeah, there's that, you know, worry of skepticism and judgment and, you know, all sorts of things. Of course, what would people think of me? That favorite one. And although I've grown enough that I can really put that to the side, because I am in this space now where I think, you know what, this is my life. Like, at the end of the day, I'm sorry to say it, but there's only one space in my grave, and that's for me. Like, no one else is coming with me. So it doesn't matter what anybody else thinks. It really doesn't. And if you live in this constant fear of someone's opinion, a thought that they have in some fleeting moment that might not even be educated, then you're constantly living a life of assumption. You're not actually living a life of truth. But it's a whole nother ball game when you're your own worst critic, right? And people from the outside can be like, oh, that was great and that was amazing or whatever, but their voices are never loud enough. Never loud enough to overshadow your inner, you know, devil depression, inner devil demon. Anyway, pretty much after the Brisbane show, I just had these moments where I thought, yeah, I pulled this off and that's great, but it wasn't at the standard that I wanted to do it. And that's when I felt like I failed. And again, it's perception of failure, right? It's a perceived failure. It's not actually a failure because technically I achieved the outcome. So I don't know why I'm upset. But that's the beautiful thing about the brain is sometimes it doesn't need logic. It lives in this suspended sense of reality, this suspended sense of, you know, perceived success. As much as it's perceived failure, it's also perceived success. And so you have this constant need to rewind and refocus and to almost evaluate yourself over and over and over and over again to the point where you're constantly picking up on something else every time you go over it. There's nothing left. Like, there's no good points left. There's only what you see as negativity. Again, perceived failure. So last week I found this so challenging. I felt, even though I don't feel it now, but I felt like a bit of a fraud. I felt like I didn't pull it off to the potential that I know I could have. And I didn't, that's not rational, because you don't know the challenges that are going to come up during that time. And my gosh, you guys, I can't believe how many challenges I have had in that time period to make that happen. And I can already sort of see there's going to be some moving forward that are going to challenge the rest of this tour as well. And I wish I could sort of explain what that was and what that is, but I don't think it really matters, those details, because it's still a challenge. If not that particular circumstance, then there'll be another circumstance. Like, I've never known anyone to succeed without some sort of, you know, conquering of diversity or conquering of challenge in some light. Or opinion. Opinion is something that we need to conquer as well. Not necessarily from other people, but the idea of their opinion having impact on us, that's what we need to conquer. I just had a week where I felt like I couldn't talk. I felt like I needed to stick my head in this, pretty much do the work. I couldn't talk the talk because I just had to do the action, because I knew in doing the action, I could then tell myself, right, you deserve the work now. You deserve the accolades. You deserve the outcome because you've done the work. And I still feel like that. Like, I've got a very full year this year, and projects that unfortunately I can't even discuss yet. And that's also heartbreaking in a way, because it's my life. Like, it's full and it's my life, and there's so much going on, which is fan bloody tastic. But no one's going to understand. Like, no one's going to understand what seems so trivial to someone else is so unbelievably poetic and important to another person. Like, the efforts I had to get to get a microphone and what that meant. And then recently I just had to get it like test and tagged, which to some people doesn't sound like a big deal, but I had to get it done in a very specific time frame. And had to go through a lot of people that weren't able to help me to then find someone that did. And that, again, it was sorted, it was done, it was achieved, and that's fantastic. But I just had this moment after it was done, I'm like, no one will understand what that looked like for a moment there. It might not have been done, which means that I might not have been able to take that to other venues. I might not be able to use that, which means that it was a new thing that I'd have to then recreate in my show. And it was the follow through of that doesn't mean a lot in the grand scheme of things, but it's all the little things, right? It's all the little things that add up, that it's all the straw that breaks the camel's back, right? In that analogy, it's like one straw that drags. No. It wasn't that one straw. It was actually all the straws leading up to that one straw that broke the camel's back. I feel like I'm completely on a rant and a rave of unwinding my mindset. Today was a day that I struggled in the morning, because I want the outcome of the bigger picture, and I can see my bigger picture. My bigger picture is, you know, in reality, where what I am trying to achieve is probably another 5 years down the road. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. It's not going to happen tomorrow. But there is this idea that, you know, you want to achieve something by tomorrow. It should have happened yesterday. And it's hard because you didn't know the things that you knew yesterday, you know, in order for you to act today. So, or you don't learn the things today that can push you forward in the future. It's this idea that of hindsight, right? It's a ridiculous concept, because you can only act upon the situation that's in hand with the tools that you currently have at that time. And therefore, every decision you make in that moment, for whatever reason, is therefore the right decision, even if it means that it could end up being the wrong decision for something else later in that period of time. But in that moment in time, whatever it is, whatever emotional concept you had at that time, whatever tools you had on, you know, display, whether it be a situation for work, whether it be a relationship, whether it be a choice in terms of, I don't know, travel or finances or whatever, you make a choice in that decision, in that moment, for that decision that you believe is going to help you in one way or another at that time. So therefore, it is always the right decision at the time that the decision is made. And you've got to have comfort in that. But it's also disheartening in that way as well, because you will always learn skill sets after that that would have helped you in that decision-making process. I just want to sum up. This is a very short podcast today because I feel like it doesn't need to be a long one. And it just needs to reflect, and it just needs to show that we all have these ups and downs and these moments in life. And I'm very aware that this 2020 year is my hard work year. It's tough. I've mapped it out. I've planned it out. It's already starting to challenge me, and it's not even the end of January. But I also know it's going to be worth it. And I also know that once it's done, I'll be able to share more and I'll be able to talk more. And I feel like I share and open up a lot about where I go in terms of emotional capacity. And I think it's important because there is this, still, as much as we talk about authenticity and truth and keeping it real, there is still this element of plastic fantastic that everyone sugarcoats everything. And it's really, to be honest and frank, it's pissing me off. And I watch these people in everyday life and I have conversations with them, and all I can think of is I feel your pain because you're constantly trying to hide it. You're constantly, you know, you've got this ego or this arrogance about you, or you've got this idea that you have to tell everyone everything's fine and dandy and perfect. And I'm like, is it though? Because that's not life. Life is not fine and dandy and perfect. It's messy and it's tangled and it's, you know, heartbreaking sometimes, and it's tough and it's hard and it's heavy. But we need all those things, because when it is light and fluffy and beautiful, and when there's so much love for not only, say, you know, your life, but for yourself, when you have those moments of love and lightness and happiness, you just appreciate it so much more. It's almost, it becomes so unbelievably overwhelming. You have those moments of just like, oh, like pure joy, pure love of like, I don't know where I currently am in life, but right now this is so unbelievably euphoric in its presence, in its motion, its feeling. And then it goes and you're like back to reality. But you need those moments. And you also need that hardship to know what those moments feel like, to know when it's good, to know when it's amazing, to know when it's great. Guys, if you are someone that has those challenges like I do, if you've suffered from depression or anxiety or paranoia or any of those elements, which I believe in some aspect we all have, because I think it's just a genuine piece of being human, of being part of humanity in essence, just note that it's not an emotion that's meant to stay. It'll come and it'll go. It's tides, it's waves, it's rolls in, it rolls out. Will it ever go away and stay away at bay? No, but you know, you'll have tools and you'll learn things in life that will help you hold it off, you know, and get through things. And maybe you need to let it in and then let it go. But I just want to let you know that you're great. Like you're absolutely, I hate to use this word, I really hate it, but you're normal. You are just like everybody else. And your struggles are no more or less than anyone else's, and your happiness is no more or less than anyone else's, and your being is no more or less than anyone else's. But you're absolutely meant to have this presence here, and you're absolutely meant to be a part of this space. And whether you know your why or you don't know your why, that's okay, that's not important right now. But if you can find that small amount of happiness and joy in the smallest thing, sometimes for me in my day, it is just the cup of coffee, the beautiful cup of coffee. And I think that's why I talk about coffee being my boyfriend, because if I have that moment, even if it's small and insignificant to anybody else, to me it's huge, because it's like that small moment of like, this is pure joy for me. It doesn't have to be extravagant, it doesn't have to be over the top, but pure joy. It's a small moment, and then you feel that emotion, and then you hold on to that emotion. And then when you're not feeling that, or you find it hard out of darkness and depth, and hate to say it, but dancing with that inner devil, you can kind of grab that pure joy of that moment and help it shine a bit of light on the situation. Anyway, I'm going to leave that one there. I'm sorry I haven't got that podcast up. Like I said, it was just too heavy for me to try. And I wasn't going to give you something that was fake. And this is it. So I'm pretty excited. Moving on and up from this, I feel stronger. Like, I feel stronger for acknowledging it. I feel stronger for, you know, saying to myself, hey, you know, you did achieve what you said you wanted to achieve. There was no need for you to beat yourself up about going, you know, above and beyond that. You set the outcome, you achieved the outcome. And the great thing is, even if you didn't achieve the outcome, you still were 20 steps closer to the outcome than you would have been if you didn't even try. And we're going to remember that, you know. Give yourself that moment to understand that you are breaking some boundaries. You are pushing yourself out of a comfort zone that many would not even try to do. Because people have good lives. Especially in Australia, we have good lives. And to break out of that comfort zone, to do something, to dare to be different, to challenge the status quo, to follow a dream or even just to live a life that is completely out of the norm, it doesn't only challenge your friends and family, it challenges society, and you are going to get backlash, and you're going to get people who don't want to support you, unfortunately, until you become a success, whatever that looks like for them. So keep going, guys, keep going. You've got this. You know why you've got this? Because I've got this. And if I can do it, I 100% believe that you can too. And we're in it together, because that's what we do. All right, that's me out. Emotional moment is always okay. Thank you for listening, guys. Have a great one. Bye.